Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Book Podcast. My name is Oluwatosin. Recently, I crossed 5,000 plays on Anchor, and I'm so grateful to you for always clicking play every time, for always listening to my podcast. Just know that I appreciate you and I'm grateful, and I'm saying God bless you. On today's episode of the Book Podcast, the book I'm going to review was written by Kevin Hart. He's an actor, he's a comedian, he's a producer, and every good thing you know about Kevin Hart. And the title of the book is I Can't Make This Up, Life Lessons. This book is just basically about the different lessons that Kevin Hart has learned in life and on his way to achieving success in his career. This book, he detailed it from how he was born to when he was born and to how he started his comedy career and every other thing that came with it. And he talked about his father, his mother, his brother, and everything that he learned just between while he was born up until the time he wrote the book. Now, his father is someone who was a drug addict. The man was not stable. There was a time that he went to jail. Although when he went to jail, it was not his fault. His mom, on the other hand, was a disciplinarian. In fact, if there's another word for you to use for someone who is a disciplinarian, that is what she used for Kevin Hart's mother. And the reason the mother decided to treat Kevin like that and to be so strict with Kevin is because she was afraid. She didn't want Kevin Hart to turn or become someone like his father. He didn't want him to become a drug addict. Even Kevin's older brother also was sent to military school at some point because he was also going towards the behavior of his father. So the mother was very strict, very, very strict. I'm telling you, if there's any other word we can use for very strict, that is what we should use. Now, he let out of all the things that his mother did to him, the training, he saw, instead of him to be angry or bitter with his mother because he could not do every other thing that his mates were doing, you know, he saw it as a way of him learning. And he said that one of the things that training or being disciplined that his mother did to him is the fact that it taught him work ethics, it taught him discipline, it taught him value and to be very strict and to also know how to work well. Now that he's old and he's an actor, it was like those are things that has helped him till this very day. The training that his mother puts in him are the things that has really, really helped him to this day. One of the other things I learned, and I'm sure that you will need, is the fact that on his way to success, along the line, he started comedy. While shortly after he finished high school, he got a job. He was selling sneakers and all that. And someone just said, you know what, Kevin, you'd be a good comedian because you are very good with customers and all that. And he started comedy in his local where he used to stay. And he became more like a local champion. He became very good. But one day, someone came around and told him that, see, you are just a local champion. You cannot get up to the world stage. And he decided, you know what, it's time for me to move and scale up and get higher. He quit his job and started going to LA. And that was where he began to learn. But he didn't just learn on his own. He got a mentor, someone that was always telling him the truth. And he also worked so hard. The description of how hard he worked is something that really touched me and motivated me to say, you know what, this guy did not get to where he is by just magic. He worked for it. There were times that he had to perform free shows. There are times just so that he could prove himself that, yes, he can do it. You know, people were just looking at him like, who is this short nigga, who is this short person, what do you have to offer us? There were some times that doors were shut on him, but he not like he didn't feel bad, he felt really bad, but because of his mentor, he was able to say, you know what, I'll get back up again and start doing comedy again. And he began to do so many strategies. Now Kevin Hart is known as an amazing actor, but do you know that for a very long time people and directors did not cast him in their movies? For some reason, they just did not cast him, but he just kept on trying and trying. And it happened, but not that it happened overnight. Another thing I learned from Kevin Hart is the fact that you don't have to tell everyone about your plans. There was a time in his career that he told some people about his next move. And they were like, no, it's not good. No, you wouldn't make it like that. But he felt, why should you tell everybody about the next plan of your life? He felt bad and he almost didn't go ahead to do what he wanted to do. So, but because he felt, no, I have to do it. So he continued and he went ahead and it was a success. Another thing is the fact that, see, you have to be hardworking. There were times in the course of his career that he had to travel and travel and travel all the time, back and forth from his house to Los Angeles. There were times that he had to travel even to Canada just so that he could perform. It was just every opportunity he had. People did not believe him for a long time. Even his own girlfriend did not believe. She felt that, what the hell are you doing? You are just going to Los Angeles, but you are not bringing any money. You know, sometimes that he would have to borrow a car, but she would insult and insult him in return. So many nasty things. And you know what? You are your own biggest competition. You just have to continue and not remain a local champion. I think that's the biggest lesson I learned, for the fact that, see, you must not and cannot remain a local champion. He experienced success in open mic and all that, but then he realized that, see, when it comes to world stage, if he really wanted to go international, he could not afford to just stay at the local level, and he had to, you know, scale up and become the best. And of course, we see today Kevin Hart is one of the best comedians in the world. And I'm so proud that he took up. At least that story is inspiring. It has inspired me. And I hope that this podcast will also inspire you to achieve your dreams and to go for whatever it is that you want to do. People have done it in the past, so you can also do it. There's no excuse for failure. Just put in the hard work, pray, and make sure you get all the opportunities. Use it, all the opportunities, whatever opportunity that come your way, make sure you use it positively, and also get a mentor. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Book Podcast. I'm sure you've learned one or two things. Till the next time I come your way again, God bless you.